Massachusetts State Auditor Suzanne Bump released a report yesterday that pointed out shortcomings in the MassHealth system, which included failures of the State Office of Medicaid to verify the incomes and residency of individuals who received taxpayer-funded health care benefits. State Auditor Suzanne Bump.
In this audit, we looked at the department's compliance with federal regulations governing eligibility determinations, and we found that they were in compliance with the policies required of the federal government. What we found, however, is that they don't always follow their own policies.
The audit found that MassHealth has not put together an adequate method of determining state residency of all applicants. For this, Bump recommended individuals provide statement of residency alongside standing residency information. The audit found that in 2010, almost $6.5 million in health care services were provided to 4,643 non-state residents. Bump also found that MassHealth does not always investigate claims with conflicting income status, and that almost $12 million went to temporary state residents, including those on medical visas. That is not in compliance with federal standards. Auditor Bump says that the oversight in the MassHealth programs opens the door to fraud.
When you are out of compliance and you're not verifying income and residency, it does open the door for people who are not eligible to receive benefits to do so, if only for a period of time, if not for the entirety of their lives.
House Minority Leader Republican State Representative Bradley Jones says that although the percentage of misuse over the entire Medicaid budget is small, the dollars that could be saved are vital to other important state programs.
We're talking about a very, very, very large segment of our budget, state budget. So even a very low percentage of abuse still translates into a huge dollar amount in terms of waste. So, you know, we have to. I don't think we can operate in the mentality that hey, look, you know what, yeah, it's a $5 billion budget, so if it's only 1%, you know, okay, what's the big deal? It's a pretty low percentage. Well, we need, you know, that money represents a lot of resources that could be utilized elsewhere or just returned to the taxpayer, God forbid.
Dr. Julian Harris, Medicaid Director for Massachusetts, said that his office is taking steps to resolve the issues pointed out by the auditor and will continue working on improving things such as recommendations for their integrated eligibility system. Dr. Harris said that the Office of Medicaid works closely with the auditor and State Attorney General to identify and act on fraud, but we'll also be having further conversations in the future.
But there are also some recommendations that we either need to do some additional analyses around, or in certain cases where we have a policy disagreement. And those are things that we look forward to having an ongoing conversation with the auditor as we work together to ensure that we are being careful stewards of public resources.
The group Healthcare for All said that any changes made to MassHealth's system of residency verification should keep the homeless and disadvantaged in mind. Executive Director Amy Whitcomb-Slemmer explains.
We don't in any way want to discriminate against people based on whether or not they have permanent stable housing. We think it's incredibly important, and certainly, in fact, there are people who are even more vulnerable and need to have systems in place that allow them to access care as easily as possible.
Suzanne Bump says that there are ways that the disadvantaged can declare their state residency.
Many of them frequent support programs such as shelters or food banks, or they have a relationship with someone in the community who could actually write a letter of verification that the person is indeed a member of that of the state.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.